37 is judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. We studied the judge is the word krino. The judging that we think of in our word judge is katakrino. But krino is a word that means to separate. But it also means to be of an opinion.
In a good sense?
It says not. So, you know, I've said since God left Chicago, that your opinions are idolatry. Anything you think is have an opinion about in time and space effectively is idolatry. Can you understand that?
Well, because in the opinion, you don't go on to the end of where you can forgive.
Well, you have to take a stand in order to have an opinion.
Yeah.
You have to be right in order to have an opinion. This is critical. Judge not. Have an opinion not. That's a biggie.
It is, because your opinions ID you. Without your opinions, who are you?
That's why the idea of being rich has effectively nothing to do with money. With the thing that keeps you from the mystery is being rich in your opinions of how you think things should be. Remember, I told you many times about the homeless people when I was living under the bridge. They're sitting there drunk, and they're telling one goddamn thing. If I were president, they have an opinion about everything, so they're rich. And the gospel is to the poor. Only. But
I need to talk about, ask you or discuss self-realization, because opinions about yourself as far as deconstructing yourself, dying to self, having a poor opinion or criticizing yourself.
Any opinion of self has resurrected the evil one. Doesn't matter whether you have a good opinion or a bad opinion. You have opinion, you have a stand about yourself. So by definition, you've raised from the dead the guy with the deadly head wound, who is the instead of Christ, the Antichrist, the
leper of the forehead.
Well, not everyone has leprosy of the forehead.
I know.
In your case.
You know, this brings up the concept of the degrees. Part of what Chiz just said implies, well, I'm getting better. I'm getting rid of more of my opinions every day. That's denying the real gospel.
There's no degrees of.
Yeah. Well, it's like trying to humble yourself or humbling yourself.
Yeah, you
don't
abandon.
Try.
I mean, you don't abandon. It's like you don't half abandon.
You don't try to do it. It just happens.
I'm one-third abandoned. In another couple of years, I might get a half.
It's not a recipe or an instruction step of instructions.
No, it's die. That's all. And dead people don't have a negative opinion about themselves. Oh, I'm trying to work on this day. It's because I was beat when I was a little kid. I would have a negative opinion about myself. Oh, poor you. That's just psychobabble.
Or, I'm just dead, man. It's over.
Doesn't matter. It's over.
But the negative opinions and positive opinions of ourselves are just what we went through in Passover. That was about destroying the leaven.
Right. All right.
So I'm good to go. For at least a few hours.
Condemn not. Condemn is kata dikazo. That's this judgment down. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Let's look at the word condemned. Let's go to Matthew 12. And start in verse 1. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were hungered, and he began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath. But he said unto them, Have you not read what David did when he was hungered, and they were with him, and they that were with him? How he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests? Have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath day. So they were condemning him and his disciples, katakrino, for their judgment or opinion about the law. They didn't see the law, that it was a parable of Christ, and they didn't see the temple, that it was a parable of Christ. So because of that, they condemn. Now, anytime you place anything in time and space more holy than another, then you're condemning it. Let's go. We're going to go to the Holy Land. Where? Peoria? It's no more holy than Dallas. The holy is... Something is holy because of who it contains. That's all. There's nothing else. Everything else is equal. Remember we had that discussion a while back that you thought Trinity was something special. That's not anything special. Everybody understand that? What?
Yeah, that's palpable.
All right. Oh, no wonder that wasn't in the right place in the page. I'm still in Matthew. All right, this next one is a biggie. And it's so big that it's the biggest tell in the cosmic poker game. Forgive. And you shall be forgiven. Now, what does it mean to forgive? Do you need a transaction in order to forgive? A disciple should not need a transaction in order to forgive. There's a scripture somewhere that says, He that maketh himself offended falls from the strong city. You make yourself offended because someone hasn't done something that you think you deserve. Someone hasn't acted in a way that you think is proper. And so because of that, you make yourself offended. Now that's why the scriptures say, however, that if a brother offend thee, then you go to him. But it's not because it's the right thing to do. It's because it's the only way you're going to get into a place where you can have any peace. Do you understand?
Withholding is...
What?
Withholding is killing.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about? All right.
Okay. That's part of going to somebody.
My point is, let's look at Stephen first. Go to Acts 7. He had just defended, he had just presented the gospel in a way that couldn't be argued against. This is what, and he more than likely, everybody agrees that the prosecutor, if you will, before the Sanhedrin, that was presenting the government's case, if you will, against Stephen was Paul. So let's just read from 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your father did, so do you. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. I mean, that was just a little bit of what he said. If you read the whole thing, that was your homework a while back to read Acts 7. But when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, what Stephen was, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he gave up the ghost. Let's look at Paul. Go to 2 Timothy. We read this when we studied Timothy, but 2 Timothy chapter 4. This is Paul's last letter. He knows he's about to die. He's about to be presented the second time before the tribunal, Nero's tribunal. And so this is his last communication with Timothy, with anybody. Verse 6, chapter 4, verse 6. For I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me, for Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Tychius have I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. He was one that testified against Paul. Of whom be thou aware, where also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. He had forgiven everything. Three times, everybody forsook Paul. Three times that I can remember. There was no transaction. He forgave them. Now let's look at Jesus, Luke 23. Luke 23. Oh, I didn't miss that. I ended up in Acts 23. Jesus is being crucified.
Acts 23.
Acts 23. Starting in verse 26. As they led him away, they laid upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people. What?
Acts 23 what?
We're now in verse 27. And there followed him a great company of people, of whom which
Paul,
also...
Paul, you're not in Acts.
Luke.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did I say...
Yeah,
I messed you up there.
I'm sorry. I said Luke, and then I said Acts. I said Luke, and then I went to Acts. And then I said Acts again. Forgive me, for I knoweth not what I do.
I think it was a test, and
we all failed.
I failed it, too. Okay, 36. 26, I mean. Chapter 23, verse 26 of Luke. As they led him away, they laid hold on one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and in him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and upon the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two others, malefactors, led with him to be put to death. And when they were come out to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive. Is there anybody in the universe, anything in the universe, any situation in the universe, any time in the universe that you haven't forgiven? That God can't forgive you. Now, this is something each of the feast days we're exhorted. You don't need any transactions. The question is, have you forgiven from the heart? Forgiveness is your business. Reconciliation is God's business. Don't get them confused. Because if you go to someone and you haven't forgiven, what's going to happen? Nothing. Except a war. Can you understand this? Is there anybody in your ever entire life that you haven't forgiven from the heart? Now, to forgive from the heart means that you have to protect in your mind the right for that person to have done what he did, or she did, or that place did, or that circumstance did. Because if that had not happened to you, then you couldn't see what you see today. You couldn't hear what you hear today. Because if you can't forgive, that means to God that he has a permissive will of God instead of a determined will. It means you have free will. This is just all the other bull hockey that people teach. What?
I was thinking about that guy that withstood Paul.
Coppersmith?
Yeah, and he said, let God take revenge on him.
It's not my business.
Right. And I was thinking about that man who was placed there by God to withstand him, to clarify and provide the contrast so others could see.
Amen.
And, so you can't judge what God is doing. And if you do, you're judging.
Plus the fact, I promise you, I've experienced it 100,000 times since I've been a believer.
What have you experienced?
When you forgive from the heart.
Yeah.
Then when the moment you see somebody that you had perceived had done you wrong, you welcome them with open arms.
Well, here's my problem. I know I said. Forgiveness is easy when it's something that happens on occasion. And there's situations in my life where it's the same crap over and over, over whatever it is. And the other person just says, well, that's the way I am.
Well, then you forgive them 70 times 70, infinite forgive number of times.
And look at what you've been forgiven. Over and over.
You knew that was coming, didn't you?
Well, it's fine.
You baked it.
My spine has been reinforced being around you for 4.5 years. It's been good.
I didn't hear what you said,
you
but I...
Up straight now?
What'd you say?
My spine has been reinforced. I've been strengthened by hearing what I've been hearing for a long time.
Oh.
And abandoned.
All right, that's enough for today. Let's look at a couple more.
Yeah.
Let's look at Jeremiah 31, and then we'll quit. Verse 31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the land in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant they will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. And I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Now, the biggest issue here, the bottom line issue, is if you haven't forgiven yourself, you will be unable to forgive others. It's an axiomatic. And the only way you, because you know yourself better than anybody, if you have any integrity, you can't forgive yourself because you've done too much crap. Or at least I have. So it's implicit in the act and the demand to forgive others. And if you can't forgive yourself, you can't forgive others. It's implicit then in the very essence of the message that you died. That's the only way you can forgive yourself, that you see yourself as dead. You died on the cross with Jesus Christ. You're dead. You paid for your sin, the death penalty. Amen?
Yeah, you weigh your sin against his suffering.
Well, it can't be. I mean, once you start weighing yours against his, you can't even get in the same ball game.
Yeah.
You're still back there playing Chinese baseball.
That's a perspective.
But you're dead. That's how you forgive yourself. If you don't see yourself as dead, then you just con yourself again. See that?
Very clearly.
All men are con men. They con themselves constantly. Chiz is a bigger con man than most, though. He's a heavyweight. That's what reminds me. Have you been doing your exercises?
38.
All right. So you've lost 2 pounds?
I found it last night.
All right. That's enough. Take it, big guy. So I'm gonna take the. Do you need the car this morning?
No.
I'll be back a little after 10, I think. I hope.
Do it. But don't overdo it.
Well, I've got a guy that's
going.
He's coach. Well, he's a. Well, I don't know what he is, but we'll see.
Yeah.
If you're really nice, you'd carry that upstairs for her. Why do I pick on people?
I didn't feel picked on at all.
I have offered many times.
Why do I pick on Chiz, though? That's the question. That's his question.
Because it makes you feel good.
No.
You needed the money.
I've offered to help her do lots of things, and she's an independent woman.
I pick on Chiz because he's the only person here that came here by choice.
Are you rebuffing?
I want to make sure he...
Give him the 6 rebuffs, maybe 8.
I'm going to make sure he has second thoughts about his choice.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I stay by choice as well.
We'll see.
Yes, we will.
Just don't ever say these words. This is the greatest place. I'll never leave here.
Don't worry about it.
We've had 60 jillion people say that.
As soon as somebody says that,
that's not right. Enough of
you might as well just as you might as well just say you're gone, brother.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Every time.
Oh, it says that's what it is. It says it in Matthew 13.
What?
The seed falls into the ground, and if it falls in just in a stony ground, soon they will say, "Well, praise God, this is wonderful," but it has no root.
Yeah.
So when persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by they are offended. Another almost disciple. They're a dime a dozen. All right, I got to get ambitious here.
We'll see. We are seeing
a disciple, or you're going for what I call a little prophet.
No, I'm going.
Exercise profit little.
I agree, but I'm not doing it for exorcism. I'm doing it so I don't have any more muscle spasms.
I didn't say exorcism.
I don't. I'm doing it so I don't have muscle spasms.
Today, maybe not today.
Maybe today. It's not today.
Not at all.
Morning, Leon. May I ask, was it cordial? Was it?
Yeah. His visit helped a lot.
Was it a sense of, like, you're here and now you're a little closer? Or none of my damn business?
No. I wouldn't bring it up if it were.
Good.
Yeah.